USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republicans have blocked Democrats from introducing a unanimous consent call on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump. Democrats can now bring up the resolution for a vote on Tuesday. When it comes to impeaching the president, articles were introduced on Monday, and Democrats do have the votes. But according to Republican Senator Rick Scott from Florida, it's probably not the best thing to do.
Joe Biden's not going to get anything done if he continues down this path, and neither will the Democrats. All these vendettas against in the past, it makes no sense. This should be a time of unity, time of hope for the future, and that's not what the Democrats are doing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Social media company Parler is suing Amazon, alleging the Seattle-based firm's hosting service violated antitrust laws and their contractual agreement. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
As the Biden administration prepares to take office, the average price for a gallon of gasoline is now at its highest level since March. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details from the Texas Bureau.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, as more and more Americans express confidence in the COVID-19 vaccine, they're back on the road, increasing demand.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have increased 7 cents per gallon over the last week, with the national average currently standing at $2.32 per gallon, a new COVID-19 high.
Despite being 27 cents lower than last year at this time, the average price is expected to increase later this week.
Average prices across the U.S. may increase several cents per gallon yet again this week as prices move to their highest level since last March.
More news online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A record 71% of President Trump supporters believe the country is heading toward a civil war. The survey from the Frontier Center's Ear to the Ground found that 40% of Joe Biden's supporters also think the country is heading towards civil war. Major college football will decide its champion Monday night. Top-ranked Alabama takes on number 3 Ohio State in the college football playoff national championship game at Miami Gardens. The Crimson Tide with a 12-0 record. Meanwhile, the Buckeyes come in undefeated at 7-0. With the details on a crazy weekend in the NFL, here's USA Radio News' Dan Naraki from the Ohio Bureau.
The wildcard round of the NFL playoffs wrapped up Sunday with the Baltimore Ravens taking out the Tennessee Titans 20-13. In the NFC, the second-seeded New Orleans Saints handled the Chicago Bears 21-9 to move on. And the Cleveland Browns won their first playoff game since 1994, knocking off the Pittsburgh Steelers 48-37. The divisional round is now set for next weekend. On Saturday, the top seed in the NFC, Green Bay Packers, will host the LA Rams. Then the Baltimore Ravens will hit the road to take on the Buffalo Bills. On Sunday, the Cleveland Browns head to the AFC's top seed, the Kansas City Chiefs, and Tom Brady faces off with Drew Brees as the New Orleans Saints take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Saints looking to beat the Buccaneers for the third time this year. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.